Battlefield. That's Jordan Sparks on Nova 103.5. Another one of those fighting slash boxing songs that everyone is sending through. Keep those coming. We're talking, of course, about the Tyson Paul fight, 3 o'clock our time tomorrow morning. But from boxing to sport of a different type, the Michelle McLean Children's Trust Golf Day is happening on the 6th of December at the Rossmund Golf Course outside of Swakop. And I am very, very lucky to have Michelle McLean Bailey in the studio with me this morning. Good morning, Michelle.
Hey, good morning. So nice to be back in Namibia.
Oh, always nice to have you back in Namibia. So I'm wondering, because we're talking Tyson Paul, you've obviously got a husband who's into sports. Have you got any views on the fight?
Oh, I definitely have a view. I've always been a Tyson fan.
Yeah.
So, and I just think he's got the resilience, he's got the experience. Never mind that left hook.
Right.
And of course, yeah, you've been playing some great music this morning.
Thank you.
So I love that Rocky theme song.
Okay, so you're definitely someone who'd be considered, I think it's safe to say, a national treasure here in Namibia. You've been on TV, you've been successful in business, you've spoken at global events to global leaders, met some amazing people. Was that always the dream?
Actually, everything happened by default, to be quite honest, when I entered Miss Namibia and then became Miss Universe. I was thinking of going to travel the world and be a massage therapist. I wanted to go and study in Japan. But
okay.
I came here and I was trying out with doing a triathlon with a couple of guy friends, and they encouraged me to enter the Miss Namibia pageant because I could win a car and a computer course.
Mm.
And it's so by default, I just kind of entered. I never knew anything about pageants. And then my director said to me, no, but you've got to go and represent Namibia now at Miss World and Miss Universe. So
and yeah, the rest is the rest is history. But you started modeling at 13, so you were kind of on that path. You know, is it? I actually listened again to the Spotlight interview that you did with Gary a while back on the Business Report, and you were saying that modeling and pageantry are actually very different. Although, you know, to us outsiders like me who know nothing, you'd think they're the same thing.
Yeah, no. The early 90s, there was a kind of a vying between the two. You were either a model or a beauty queen.
Okay.
And it's kind of meshed more now because of social media and because I think everybody understands the commercial value of being a top model, being able to sell commercially products, as well as being a beauty queen. And I must say, we have to compliment our wonderful ambassadors for Namibia and Prisca, who's out there at the Miss Universe pageant right now. So give her lots of support, people. She is one of our ambassadors for our country, which is really important. And of course, Albertina came back from the Miss Earth recently and did phenomenally well. So big shout out to them.
So, I mean, in your day, it wasn't as much of a thing, but I see in today's papers, one of our other ex-Miss Namibias has now gone into the world of bodybuilding. Not so much bodybuilding, but maybe the sort of fitness modeling. Was that never anything that sort of appealed?
Not to me, no. It's hard enough to, especially with my husband Gary being so disciplined and being a former Man United goalkeeper, to get me to exercise is quite a thing. I mean, I do lots of long walks and I love like walking on the beach here in Swakopmund and out in the bush. But bodybuilding was never one of my dreams, that's for sure.
You mentioned, you know, possibly going off and becoming a massage therapist. Interesting to me because, I mean, your dad and your sister both involved in sort of the health and wellness. Do you think that was an influence there, that it's a family thing?
Absolutely. My father being a chiropractor and teaching me the importance of health and especially your whole back. I think that was driving me to do that. But obviously, when you become a Miss Universe, you travel the world, 36 countries a year. I didn't have a chance to really study afterwards. And then business kicks in. You get business opportunities. That's what the amazing thing about the platform of being in a beauty pageant. People think it's very superficial, but I mean, I really got to travel the world and do multiple businesses because of that platform.
Yeah, I mean, I'm sure everyone is happy that your life took the route it did, because I mean, all the amazing things you've managed to do and for Namibia as well. Just one of those amazing things is setting up the Michelle McLean Children Trust. I know that they've obviously been very, very many, but what are some of the highlights for you of the work the trust has been able to do?
Gosh, I think firstly working with the communities in Namibia on the ground, seeing the value that the Children Trust and the support can give to these, you know, single mothers, you know, doing their own businesses, children with heart defects having heart operations, and of course the education we've been able to provide. And so I'm very excited about this golf day happening because we're partnered with Old Mutual Wealth. Mm-hmm. And for me, the financial upskilling of children and women in business in the country is really, really important. So with these funds raised from the golf day, we really do hope with our title sponsor, Old Mutual Wealth, to really be able to facilitate these programs throughout the country.
Okay, so that's one of the sort of focuses that the trust is taking at the moment, you know, financial education and upliftment through that.
Yeah, very much so. We've always worked with the Ministry of Education, Ministry of Health, you know, on various different levels with other ministries to be able to support the Namibian community, because the government can't do it on their own. We all as individuals, as corporates, need to stand together to really assist. Mm. And especially, you know, the unemployment situation that we have in our country. The more educated our young people are, the more opportunities they have.
So I'm guessing participants at the golf day will get to see you there. You've said bodybuilding obviously wasn't a way, and exercise isn't one of your favorites, but do you play?
Actually, I have. You can imagine I've hosted this golf day for over 25 years. I'm a really good caddy.
Okay.
And I'm really good at the 19th hole where I welcome everybody, and that's what we're going to do this year. I'll definitely be there taking photographs with everybody, and I'm really grateful to our co-sponsors. There's MTC, Hangana, Gondwana, Coastal Hire, and wine merchants that have really stepped up and, you know, entered teams. They're going to have activations on the various different holes. We have a hole in one prize, which is a Toyota Prada,
sure,
worth 1.3 million.
Wow.
So on the 16th hole, if you get a hole in one, you win this amazing car. So that's really drawn a lot of interest. But also, you know, the background, we're having an auction as well. And we've got some amazing, you know, people that have sponsored us. But firstly, I have to say thank you to Rossmann Golf Course, where we're having the golf day, to DZ Golf, obviously to Future Media, Radio Wave, who have supported us in this whole day. And Sani Car Hire, that has given me a car for the whole month to travel through Namibia.
Okay, cool.
So I'm very, very grateful to them. But we've got great prizes, you know, La Vida Look and La Vie Water and Meerhof Glamping from South Africa. We've got Airlink, we've got Okanjima, Heinitzburg, Tug, and Ochibondondo. You know, so many people have come forward with auction items that will be able, you know, to facilitate raising funds for this golf day. So it's just going to be a hell of a lot of fun. Mm. So come and join us at the Rossmann Golf Course on the 6th of December.
There you go. If you haven't got your team in yet, the Michelle McLean Children Trust Golf Day, 6th of December, Rossmann Golf Course. Thank you so much, Michelle. All the best for your time back and for the golf day itself.
Thank you, David. Thanks. It was sold out in 18 hours, though.
Oh, okay, so no place. So just go and watch everyone
come and
play.
Come and have fun.
Go and meet Michelle at the 19th hole.
Okay.